Ezra went up from Babylon, and he was already scribe in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given. And the king granted him all his requests according to the hand of the Lord his God upon him. Skip down to verse number 10. For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord, and to do it, and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. See, Ezra knew the law of God to the point where he can teach it. And that's why, I'm sure there's people that are like, dude, you're getting a little extreme there with plucking out your own beard. You know, plucking out your own hair. No, it just ticked them off, the fact that God's people were involved in such a wicked sin. That they were violating the scriptures, it really made him mad. It grieved him at his heart, and he was willing to afflict himself. And in fact, the Bible says in James 4, verse 8, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. See, God puts an emphasis at humbling yourselves, being afflicted, being bothered by sin. You know, and we live in a culture today that, and by the way, if sin does not bother you, it just shows that you've been conditioned to just tolerate sin. You know, tolerate the fags and tolerate fornication and the adultery and the worldliness of this world. And it just doesn't bother you anymore. You know, that's why you're able to watch the movies where they're fornicating, they're committing drugs, they're doing all kinds of crimes and things that are against God, and it does not bother you. You know why? Because your beard is still on your face. Your hair is still on your head. It's not bothering you at all. No, we need to be as godly as Ezra to allow that to bother us. And look, it's hard for like millennials like us. I'm a millennial, by the way. I don't know if you know that. I'm a millennial. For us, we grew up already in this disgusting culture that we're in. And it took Bible preaching, it took the Bible, it took, you know, hard preaching to help us to have a biblical perspective of what God thinks of this culture and have our minds to be renewed, right? And to be renewed, to become not be conformed to the things of this world, but to be renewed according to the Word of God and to grieve us when we see sin. Yeah.